Blog Talk Radio.
Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. Hey. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Saved my life, saved my tongue. Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it cause he can. He had to do it, but he did it cause he can.
Praise God and welcome to Marriage on Fire with Prophetic Wind Ministries. And we are excited to have you here joining us. We want to let you know you are welcome, an extension of our family, and we love you. And today we are having our Marriage on Fire podcast. And I am so blessed and awesomely overtaken by the love of the Lord as he is doing a work that only he can do in us. Amen. And so today I want to introduce to you our panel, our hosts. Amen. I first want to introduce to you my beautiful husband, my apostle, my love, my boo-boo, Apostle Marcus Smith. God bless you, dear. How are you?
God bless you. God bless you. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Another beautiful day in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And I would like to introduce my co-host, my Ace Boone Cool, my mother dearest, Mother Doris Holmes. How are you, Mother?
Praise the Lord, family. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Glory, hallelujah. You know, that just reminds me, I woke up singing, my soul does magnify the Lord. I'm just saying, glory. And Kate, I want to introduce our next host and our next family member. You know, we got some heavy hitters in this family. I'm just saying. So I have to introduce the woman of God from Mona Ministries, Miss Pastor Prophetess Natasha James. How are you, woman of God?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So glad to be on the show today. My God, God is moving mightily by his spirit, and I thank God and I bless God for being a voice for Marriage on Fire today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, I don't know about you, men and women of God on today, but I know the enemy pressed us, boy, trying to get here today, and it was like, wow, 100 things to do and not enough time to do it, but God is good, and he's helping us to balance. He's helping us to be able to do the work and balance everything else in the world. Amen? Okay,
amen.
So today's
that is
show.
True. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So today's show is a cry for help. The reason why I named it that is because I had a writer call in, write in to the email and basically said that they cry for help all of the time and no one hears them. And it made me think, you know, how many others are out there, you know, going through just in general. And this was in a marriage context, but just in general, going through something. And the word tells us to bear one another's burdens, but no one's bearing the burdens. No one's reaching out. No one is trying to help their brother or sister through their time of struggle and their time of need. And so I wanted to take some time and comfort and to try to bring some love into a situation that may not be so loving. And the context of this email, I'm trying to keep it as vague as possible. I don't want people to think I'm putting them out there, but was being in a loveless marriage. And so the first biblical reference God began to put in my heart was Leah. And remember, Leah met sad eyes, right? She was an unloved woman. She was in a marriage with a man who wanted another woman the whole time he was married to her. And it didn't matter how many children she gave. It didn't matter how many servants she gave to him. It didn't matter because she was not what he wanted in life. And we know the story. She had she had her son. She's one of the major mothers of the tribes of Israel. And she has all of these children, but by the time she got to Judah, she realized her soul had to magnify the Lord. It didn't matter what was going on around her. Didn't matter how many times her husband, her fleshly husband, had let her down. Her heavenly husband had her back. And so I just want to talk about that a little bit. When you have a wife or a husband that is crying out for help, that is feeling unloved, that is feeling abandoned or rejected in their marriage, you know, I would like the panel to begin to allow the Spirit of God to speak through them to encourage that individual on today. And so I'm going to begin with Mother Doris on today, and I'm going to ask Mother just to come forth, bring forth a word of exhortation, comfort to the people, and speak to this matter, because it was actually two emails that came in, and they really did break my heart for the individual. And how do we allow God to heal us when we're still in the midst of the pain? Amen.
I think first to inform us, we really need to develop a continuous connection, relationship, special time set aside to strengthen your relationship with the Lord through prayer, through reading the Word, especially when you're talking about where's the love from your spouse, and you can't find it, and you can't see it.
Yes.
It's essential that you allow the Lord to work on your heart, to work on your emotions, to put you in the right place with Him. And as He does that, as He does the pruning, as He does sanctify you and keep you in right standing with Him, He's going to give you that strength. He's going to give you that endurance. He's going to give you those words to say to so that He can comfort you in that time.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good, Mother. That's good.
Amen.
Pastor Natasha, can you give a word to the people?
Amen. as Mother Doris was talking about, having that special time and setting aside that time with the Lord, that is vital. That is very, very important, because it is within that time where the Lord will, where you will draw strength, number one, where you will have the fellowship of the Lord to give you the strength that you need to endure this season. I do believe what the word of the Lord says, that a wife or a spouse that is sanctified will sanctify the other spouse. I do believe the word of the Lord there. And I do want to go to Mark 11 and 22. As the mother was speaking, it says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God." And I just want to say, have faith in God, have faith in the prayers that you pray, have faith that God will turn the situation around, whatever it is. And a lot of times during that time that Mother was talking about, the Lord will begin to develop the fruit of the Spirit within us. And so we'll have more love and more joy, and we'll have more long-suffering to go through, amen, to go through. Not that it's, you know, we don't believe that it's that thing that we're going through is unto death, but we're having faith that God will be able to change the heart of that person and turn it around. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I can also say that, there was a season I remember ministering to a person where we had to pray, you know, in this day and culture, some people have had one or two marriages, sometimes three. And a mm-hmm. lot of times we get caught up in, I'm married, I've been married before, and I know how to be married. But the Lord mm-hmm. allowed me to minister to this person as a woman married to another man. Lord, teach me how to love this one. A lot of times we're trying to love somebody like we love the last person, like we were in love with the last one. But you got to ask the Lord, Lord, teach me how to love this one in this time and in this season. And in my closing, I'll say that when Mother was talking, I was thinking about Abigail. Abigail, the word of the Bible says Abigail was married to Nabal, and his name meant he was a foolish man. Mm-hmm. Amen. But what did Abigail Amen. Do? She was wise. She was wise. And even the Bible gives us a synopsis of a man that was married to a prostitute. What did he do? He was faithful unto her.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter wherever we find ourselves, God is able to see us all the way through. Mm. Amen. He is able to see us all the way through, not partway, not halfway. But it goes back to what the mother said. You got to have a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. And you can't look to that person to be your everything. You get in that place with God, and He will pour into some things into you that will help you deal. Is it hard? Yes, it is. Is it a lonely place? Yes, it is. It's a lonely place. But by faith, God will have you to be able to go through that. Go through that. And the last, very, very last thing I want to add. Sometimes as men and women of God, even if we're in a relationship where we may be married to an unbeliever, whether you knew it coming in, or one got saved and the other one didn't, or you both were saved and the other one was left, a lot of times when you two can't come together in the spirit that way, that is a lonely place. And that God is the only mm-hmm. one can help you with that, because other people really don't understand. Because one of you can go to a place in God and be there, and the other one will have no idea what you're talking about. And that is a lonely place, because as your spouse, you want to be intimate in all things. So you definitely have to trust God in that situation. Amen?
Amen.
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 Absolutely an awesome word. Apostle, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure going to try. That was wonderful. But our mother,
I know, right?
Pastor shared. What I want to add, though, is I think prayer is vital. You mentioned a relationship with God. Relationship with God through prayer and staying in the Word of God. Just keeping yourself mindful of who you are, who God is in a time like that. Because not everybody, we have to understand, even in marriage, not everybody understands what love is. Because when my wife and I first got married, I didn't know what love was. I got married because I was out of obligation to my wife, and when God showed me what love is, then that turned a corner. So sometimes we get married for the wrong reasons, and we're expecting people to be something that they can't be or don't know how to be yet. But through prayer, through supplication, through intercession, and spending time with God ourselves and praying for that person,
mm-hmm.
God can
Amen.
Bring them to that place that they need to be. We can't change people. We can't make people change. Only God can do that. We didn't change ourselves. That's God's job. And our
mm-hmm.
our job as spouses, as friends, as brothers and sisters, as mothers and fathers, as nieces and nephews, you know, our job is to pray for those individuals that God will bring them to that place where they realize who they truly are and really, truly realize what love is.
Mm. Yes, amen.
Amen, and that's good. One of the quotes that we've been using for a couple of weeks now says that being deeply loved by someone gives you strength, while loving someone deeply gives you courage. And I think that trusting God for your marriage in a situation where you feel like things are just not going right does take a certain amount of courage. It takes that faith walk to know that God can do what you cannot do. Amen. And one of the things that I really hit my heart as I was reading the emails that had come forth was that the courage that it was taking for these two individuals to believe God, to trust God, to rely on God, when everything and everyone around them was gearing them towards divorce or gearing them towards, you know, you always have your girlfriend, girl, you know, you can leave him, you can find somebody better, you know, you always have those types of conversations in your ear. And one of the emails said, I just don't want to be a fool. I don't want to hang on to something that can't be fixed. And I think that we all have been in a place, regardless if it's marriage or another situation, where we have no choice but to hang on to the garment of the Lord and to let him lead us and guide us. And so I would like to begin to talk about that person who's walking in faith, that's believing God, who's praying, who's crying out to God on a nightly basis and hasn't seen that transformation or that change yet. How do we encourage that person to just keep on keeping on and persevere as God is working it out for their good and for his glory?
Amen. Do you want us to chime on in, Prophetess?
Yes, just go ahead and chime in. I'm sorry.
You know, as things would have it, I was married previously, so I am in my second season in marriage, and I thank God for this season that I'm in. When I first got saved, I got married because I thought that's what I needed to keep me. Amen. So, like Apostle said, you do get married for different reasons. Okay. So,
yeah.
In that time. After making that mistake, and I'll say it was a mistake because after wise counsel, I still did it, okay? After making that mistake and coming to a place where I thought I was really going to grieve God and let God down if I walked out of that situation that I should have never walked into. But after seeing that it wasn't going to work and after praying, and after the Lord gave me peace, see, when the Lord gives you peace, when he gives you peace, can't nobody tell you whether to stay or go. He can give you peace to stay, and he can give you peace to go. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Lord gave me peace, with my decision, because I had filed for a divorce and then waited a whole year before I executed it, okay, so because I didn't have no peace with it. I knew what I was dealing with, but I didn't have no peace. So when the Lord gives you peace, you know, when you stand in faith and you trust God and you pray, and when but when God say, well, you are released, I'm releasing you. When you get peace with that, you can walk out with that. You walk out in that peace. But I'll say this right here. Your friends telling you to do something and your family telling you to do something, whether it's to stay or to go, you got to have peace within yourself, whatever decision that you make. Amen. So when the Lord released me, when he released me, amen, when he released me, people say, well, God don't honor divorce, this, that, and the other. Well, God don't want nobody beating you for Easter, Christmas, and whenever. God don't want that. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is this what you would have marriage to be for me? For me.
Yes.
And he answered me, and I had peace with his decision. I was released from that. Amen. So seek the Lord by faith, get your release, and be at peace with whatever your decision is what I would say. Amen.
Amen. And that's why it's important to have that individual walk with the Lord, so that you know God has spoken into your life. Amen. And your situation. Amen. Mother, do you have anything to add?
That is such a powerful testimony that prophetess just spoke of about her life, and she just talked about that she seeks the wisdom and the counsel of God. There's no wrong in that. That's all the right thing to do. She
Amen.
Said. Your family have their input, and your friends have their input, but the wisdom and the knowledge of Almighty God gave her the peace to make the right decision for her. That's powerful.
Amen. 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 Apostle, do you have anything to add?
I'm sorry,
Mother. I couldn't hear you. Go ahead, Mother.
Oh, and I was going to add, and when the Lord gave me that word, I have not looked back. I have not regretted it, and I know I wasn't a fool. I know God gave me that release. See, when God gives you something, he gives you the whole thing. He gives you the whole peace of mind. Amen. Mm. The whole thing. Mm. My God, thank you today, Jesus.
Yes. And he'll take care of you in that thing. Mm. He'll keep you in that thing. And like you said, the word says he'll keep you in perfect peace. Come on now. So when you get that release, you get that peace from God, you know that God has completely got your back in that thing. And so you don't have to, and I just feel like I should say this, that you don't have to walk in fear of what might happen and what could happen, because the Lord has you. You've already placed this thing in the Lord's hands. So will he drop you after taking it from you? Absolutely not. He's not going to, the word says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So he's not going to leave you. Even if you do slip, bump your head, he's not going to leave you. Amen. And so the Lord, you know, the Lord wants you to have an understanding, because I feel like someone listening on this line, on this radio broadcast tonight, you know, the enemy is trying to use fear against you. Well, what if? In the what if, God is still in control. And so I just want to encourage you in that. Okay, Apostle, did you have anything to add?
I just want to add one thing. I was listening to Pastor Natasha, you know, when she mentioned family and friends, trying to keep everybody out your business, number one.
Come on now.
Number two, you know, as you keep everybody out of your business, and the people in your ear will be out of your business, so you'll have a little more clarity to make a clear decision. You can't make a clear decision when you've got a whole bunch of people yapping in your ear, this, that, and the other.
Yes.
And also, I totally agree, we need the counsel of God. that peace of God that passes all understanding. We absolutely need that. Let that be your guide in everything. The Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. He will never steer us wrong. So we definitely need that counsel of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And that's truth. And a lot of times, I happen to know the enemy is great at sending in the little imps, and not everybody has your best interest at heart.
There you go.
Right?
Come on now.
Because if you had my best interest at heart, you might actually pray for me versus just talking about me, but we're going to leave that alone. and I'm just saying. And so, it really is, I really believe this is a season for restoration. Mother said a couple of weeks ago that the Lord can restore. She said something about restoration, about the Lord restoring all things. And regardless if he brings you through that restoration in your first marriage or your second marriage, I believe that this is a season of wholeness. I believe that God is delivering us into a season of surety and just putting those broken pieces back together again. So we're just here to encourage you that as you stand in your truth and as you stand on the truth that God has given unto you, we are believing God for full restoration, reconciliation, and renewal in your life. And we know that our God is able. He does nothing halfway. And so if you can trust him, you may not find anybody on the earth realm you can trust, but you can trust him.
Amen.
And so
you can trust
him and to believe him above all things. The word said, let God be truth and every man be a liar. I'm paraphrasing.
Hallelujah.
But, the Lord is not a man that he should lie, and he has your back. Amen. And so I'm going to ask the panel, the hosts on today, as they were prepared to just give a very quick word. We're 2 minutes out. Just give a very quick word of encouragement as we get ready to leave the people. Amen. I'm going to start with Apostle. Would you give the people a quick word of encouragement?
Stay faithful. Stay faithful to God. Stay faithful to what he has called you to do. And let him worry about everything else.
Amen. Amen. Mother?
We can't change our spouse, but through prayer, God can give you the wisdom and the strength to endure until he make the changes in our spouse.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Natasha?
I would encourage the people to read Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. In that passage of scripture, Jesus tells us to forgive. So whether you choose to stay or whether you choose to go, you got to forgive. Because if God changes
Hallelujah.
The heart of your spouse, you got to have forgiven them, because you don't want to beat them up with whatever they did while they were in error and while they were wrong. Amen. And if God chooses to release you and let you walk out of that situation, you still have to forgive. You got to forgive them and you got to forgive yourself. Amen. So that you can go
Amen.
In peace. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So forgiveness is key. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you for tuning in to Marriage on Fire, an extension of Prophetic Wind Ministries. We want to give a shout out to King Shad, who has given us our intro and outro music. We want to support this man of God. You can go to iTunes or you can go to Prophetic Wind Ministries at yahoo.com and cop that copy of that album. Amen. So many people have written in, asked me who is that. So that is Rashad Howard, aka King Shad, and I thank God for him. Amen. I thank God for my panel on today and my Prophetic Wind Ministries family. And we are here for you. If you need us, email us, propheticwindministries@yahoo.com, or you can find us on Facebook under Prophetic Wind Ministries. You can also go to our website, propheticwindministries.com. www.thebestofyourself.com. And so we love you. God's grace and speed, and good night.
Good night. God bless.
God bless.
God bless everyone.
Transformation happened, changed my walk,
yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it 'cause he can. He had to do it, but he did it 'cause he can.